For those of you who don't know me, my name is Jim McElroy. I'm from St. Louis. I've been a member of Contemplative Outreach since 1996. I'm a presenter of the introductory workshop and the welcoming prayer, which we're going to do this morning. I'm a member of the National 12-Step Outreach Leadership Team, and I've been involved in several different committees with Contemplative Outreach. So, but really, I'm not a professional in any way. I'm just a regular guy who, you know, found centering prayer in 1996, and it was like, for me, it was like coming home. It was just like, it was like this. I knew instinctively that centering prayer was going to be my practice. This was how God was going to use, what God was going to use to take me to where I needed to go. And I work in the business world, but I tell you, these contemplative practices have just been invaluable for me. I mean, just to, everybody knows who's in the business world today, whatever field you're in, it's hectic out there. It's really been hard. It's been a hard 10 years. And having these practices to sustain us during difficult times, it's just invaluable. It's such a gift. I've got a group of friends, a prayer group in St. Louis that we're very close. We've been bonding for, you know, about 19 years now. And we always say we're the luckiest people on the planet to have this awareness, to have this gift of God with us, you know, during this experience of being human. So I welcome you to my family, that's for sure. Let's see. You know, what I'd like to do this morning is, you know, I guess first of all, thank again Kathy and Nestor for inviting me down here. It's been a treat. I've gotten to meet a lot of you. I haven't spoken one-on-one with everybody, but you're such a delightful group. I mean, it's been great, and I really wish you well in your contemplative journey. I mean, I think, you know, we're just scratching the surface. There's so much potential here. It's just unbelievable. So many lives we can share this prayer with. I think before we get into the material of the welcoming prayer, that's what this morning is going to be about, I'd like to actually take you through the prayer to start this thing off. Some of you are familiar with the prayer already, and that's fine. Some of you have never been exposed to the welcoming prayer. But before we get into the material and the nuts and bolts of how this works, I would like to lead everybody through. We'll do a mini version so you'll get a taste of the welcoming prayer. And so it'll mean just a little bit more as we walk through these materials. So what I'd like everybody to do, if you're comfortable, if you're not, you know, read something, you know, whatever you want to do, but if you're comfortable, sit in your chair, get in your chair and get comfortable in your chair. You know, let your back be supported. Maybe if you're comfortable, put your feet on the ground, almost like a posture that you would take with centering prayer. And again, if you would like, I'd recommend that you close your eyes. There are three movements to the welcoming prayer. The first movement is we're going to get into our bodies. We're going to get into the present moment. We're going to feel, focus, and sink into our experience, focused on our bodies. That's the first movement of the prayer. So I'd like you to, with your intuitive eye, I would like you to imagine a white light at the top of your head that's going to work through your body, and we're going to do a quick body scan. We're going to go through the top of our head, and all I want you to do is not think about what you're doing, but just try to experience what is going on in your body. So we're going to start with the top of our head. We're going to go down the front of our face and just notice any sensation, any tingling, any feeling of hot or cold. That white light of awareness in the back of your head. Just noting maybe any tension, any energy, any tingling sensation. Just feel, focus, and sink in. Allow yourself to experience whatever sensation that you're coming up against in your neck, maybe any tension in your neck, your throat area, your upper chest, and just feel, focus, sink into that experience. Don't want to think about it. This is not a prayer of thought. We're just getting into our body, your upper back and shoulders, any sensation, hot or cold, pulling, any pain. We just let ourselves kind of rest gently with the pain or the sensation. Just be there, present to it. Your chest, your heart area, any feelings around your heart, your mid-back area, your abdominal area, your solar plexus, any energy. You just feel, focus, and sink in. You sink in to that feeling or that sensation like you're sinking into a warm jacuzzi. Just like let yourself go. Feel then your lower back, your groin area, any sensation, the base of your spine, maybe where the chair is supporting you, just notice any sensation. Your upper thighs, the back of your legs, your knees, any discomfort in your knees, any sense of sensation, tingling, pain. Feel, focus, sink in, your calves, your shins, your ankles, the top of your feet. Sometimes people feel just some tingling in their feet, this energy in their feet. The top of your feet, the bottom of your feet, and your toes. Just notice any sensation at all. Feel, focus, sink in. Now, before we go further, I'd like you to just take, again, this white light of awareness and kind of run through your body again from the top of your head, down your head, your shoulders, your arms, your elbows, your hands. Notice any tingling in your hands, energy, chest, heart, abdomen, groin, lower spine, legs, knees. Just notice any sensation. We move on to the second movement of the prayer now. And we're going to welcome God in these sensations. And I'm going to say the word welcome 3 times and silently to yourself. Just repeat, welcome, welcome, welcome. So, welcome, welcome, welcome. That is the second movement of the prayer. And the third movement of the prayer is letting go. And I'm going to say 2 sentences, and you can say them silently to yourself after I say them. I let go of my desire for security, affection, and control. I'll say it again. I let go of my desire for security, affection, and control. And I let go of my desire to change what I am experiencing. I let go of my desire to change what I am experiencing. Those are the 3 movements of the prayer. And when you are ready, you can gently come back to the room and we'll get on with our presentation. Okay. So it seems simple, and now what we're going to do is unpack the welcoming prayer. The great news is that I'm going to give this presentation this morning, and then Mary Dwyer is going to be coming to Central Florida and giving a presentation, I believe, in January or February?
February 5th.
February 5th. So, and I'm just going to say right from the beginning, I have been practicing centering prayer since 1996, and I've been hearing the welcoming prayer since 1997 was the first time I ever heard a version of the welcoming prayer. And I probably heard exactly what are similar to what you heard this morning, because the welcoming prayer has kind of evolved over time in how we teach it. But I heard that basic prayer that you heard this morning many times over the years that I've been in contemplative outreach. You know, there's been many teachers who've come to St. Louis, and every time I would hear this prayer, I would think, oh, I've got to use this. You know, this is great. You know, this is perfect for me. You know, I want to use it. And then, you know, something would happen. I think, oh, I should have used the welcoming prayer. You know, it's like I could never use the welcoming prayer before something would happen. You know, it was just one of these crazy things. But this is what happened to me. In 2000, you know, and it's, let me retract a little bit. I would use it occasionally, and I really loved the prayer, but there were parts of it that I really didn't understand that well, and I didn't make a lot of connections. And today, I'm going to really try to make some connections to Thomas's basic teachings for you, and I think it'll come more alive. But going back to Mary Dwyer coming in February, I would recommend that you come to her presentation. She is a marvelous teacher of the welcoming prayer. She is tops. She was the one who mentored me in this. She's a great teacher. We bring her to St. Louis to do welcoming prayer presentations. She's absolutely wonderful. And she has a unique way of teaching this. So, I liked the prayer, I knew it was helpful, but I couldn't really effectively use it in the ups and downs of my daily life. It was like I'd always remember after the fact, like I should have used that doggone welcoming prayer. So this is what happened. In 2011, a contemplative outreach partnered with a school, an online school called Spirituality and Practice. Some of you may be familiar. You can still take this course, but the faculty of the Welcoming Prayer is Mary Dwyer, Cherry Haston, and Teresa Salnier. And actually, I'm on the Welcoming Prayer faculty as well. But those three teachers gave this three-week online course on the welcoming prayer, and I signed up for it. I thought, you know, I should know more about this course, and it's wonderful. It's an in-depth look at the welcoming prayer. It really goes into depth on the human condition and how we can use the welcoming prayer to really bring God's presence in action in our everyday activities. It's really fabulous. And during that course that I took, I would say two things really struck me. I mean, two things just knocked me down. Thomas is always talking about the body as the warehouse of the emotional wounds of our lifetime. And for the first time, I realize that that's exactly what we're doing in the first movement of the prayer. When we go through the prayer and we go through our body and we do that body scan, we are sinking in to the emotional wounds of our lifetime. And when we invite our God into that through the second movement, which is welcome, 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 we are exposing all the wounds of our lifetime to God. And that was an incredible connection to me. And we're going to get into that a little bit deeper. So let's go on here. Okay, so the welcoming prayer and centering prayer are companion practices. And really what that means is, you know, centering prayer will stand by itself. The welcoming prayer is an adjunct. It is like a handmaiden of centering prayer. But the welcoming prayer, even though it can be used anytime, it's really not going to be as effective unless you have a regular centering prayer practice where you're really sinking into the Spirit of God every day. We're opening ourselves up, healing those deep wounds. So I'm teaching this welcoming prayer practice this morning, but I'm saying to you, it's not going to really be much for you unless you have a daily practice of centering prayer, okay? Okay, so this is what we're going to talk a little bit about today. Who are we? You know, what is the human condition? What is the false self? What is the true self? These are great questions, and I think this presentation this morning is going to answer some of this stuff. You know, one thing I'd like to say here is, you know, when we talk about the false self, there is another great teacher on the planet who is not affiliated, to my knowledge, with Contemplative Outreach, although I think they read each other all the time, Thomas Keating and Eckhart Tolle. Eckhart Tolle, he wrote a wonderful book called The Power of Now. And if you've never read that book, I would encourage you to read it, because it really doesn't come out of the Christian contemplative tradition. But Eckhart Tolle is an incredible teacher of our time. And he speaks in more universal terms. But what Eckhart Tolle talks a lot about is the pain body. And I'd almost say that there's a direct correlation between what Thomas Keating teaches about the false self and the pain body. And what Eckhart Tolle says about the pain body is, you know, everything we experienced before we were on the spiritual journey and practicing something like centering prayer, when we didn't have that much awareness in our life when we were young, we accumulated a lot of negative energy. We just accumulated things that we didn't really work through, that we didn't turn over, that we didn't really have a spiritual experience of. So we kind of collected this in our body. And everybody has a pain body, just like everybody has an unconscious and everybody has a false self. Some people have very heavy pain bodies. And we all know these people, people who just seem to go around life with a lot of pain. You know, you don't have to say much and they get upset. You know, they react defensively. And, you know, that's what we're really tapping into, is their pain body. And there are some people who, you know, they get along great in life. They're very productive. They're very happy people. They're loving people. But occasionally, their pain body is going to get triggered. Maybe a certain interaction. Maybe they get blamed for something inappropriately. Maybe somebody doesn't understand. And all of a sudden, you find yourself reacting in a way that's like, boy, that's not me. Why did I react like that? Or why did I get so upset? Again, that's that pain body. And really, what Thomas really, his gift to us, I believe, and Eckhart Tolle's gift to us is, let's try to dissolve. Let's try to befriend. Let's try to integrate this energy of our false self or our pain body, and let's become more effective. Bill Sheehan, another great teacher, he says everybody has these emotional wounds of a lifetime, and we all need to heal it. We all need to integrate it. And what happens, just like when we were hearing Thomas on Friday night, what Thomas was describing to that Danish filmmaker, he said, every time we unload in our centering prayer and something comes up for us in centering prayer and we offer it up and we return ever so gently to our sacred word, we consent to the presence and action of God. Every time, Thomas said, we're creating space for the Holy Spirit to come in and clean and be a part of our spirituality. Open us up where the Holy Spirit can come in. Transform that energy, because as St. Paul says to us, what is exposed to the light becomes the light. So we have an opportunity to transform any negative energy that we have accumulated from the past through centering prayer and the welcoming prayer. We are transforming that negative energy into the light of God and the Holy Spirit. That's what we're doing. Okay, body, mind, spirit. You know, what is being human? You know, we're kind of made up. This is maybe just a diagram of, you know, we're body, we're mind, we're spirit. And when you think of the prayers that we all probably learned when we were children, You know, like the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, all those, you know, if you weren't Catholic, you know, any, you know, Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep, those type of prayers, the Serenity Prayer, you know, any type of prayer you can think of, we tend to say those prayers in our mind. You know, those prayers are more geared towards our minds. Now, when we talk of centering prayer and meditation and deeper types of prayer, whatever tradition it comes out of, we're talking about more of the Spirit. When we sit with our intention to consent to God's presence and action within, we are really opening ourselves up at a very deep level, the level of our spirit, to the light of God. The welcoming prayer happens in the body. Transformation happens in the body. That is where the welcoming prayer is used. Now, I'm going to say something else here, and I said it yesterday morning for those who've heard, but information is not transformation. Okay? We can read all the greatest books in the world, and we can hear about this centering prayer practice and the welcoming prayer practice, but the transformation happens in doing. That's why Thomas stresses 20 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes, at least 20 to 30 minutes twice a day. Because it's in the doing of the prayer that that's where the transformation happens. And today, as we talk about the welcoming prayer, it's in the doing of the welcoming prayer that's when you're going to see the transformation. It's a great thing to know about, and you can memorize it, which I would encourage you to do, the movements of the welcoming prayer. But it's in doing it that will bring you the transformation. Surprise transformation. Okay. This is just a little bit of a recap. You know, we talk about these energy centers. We talk about, you know, what is conscious and what is unconscious. And we know that we have these energy centers in each of us having to do with the false self, and they are our need for security, affection, and control that grow out of our instinctual needs. Every child, every baby, every being on this planet is born with instinctual needs, okay? If you didn't have those needs, you know, we all know a baby wouldn't, they would develop failure to thrive syndrome. You know, they wouldn't live. So these needs are natural, they're important. But what happens without a mitigating force as you get older, before we have the experience of God in our lives, we think that we need security to survive. And we all know these people who have never really mitigated their instinctual needs. People who are obsessed with security. People who are obsessed with security or affection. People who are always needing some, you know, people pleasers. I probably have fallen into that category myself. Always looking for somebody else's approval. Always looking for somebody to say, you're good. You know, that is that exaggerated need. Or control. We know these people who have to control everything. You know, everything has to be lined up in their house. You know, their work situation. You know, have you done this? You know, check, 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 check. You know, people who are. And this is because somewhere in their experience, they've never really gotten the message that only God, only a higher power, only that divine indwelling can give us true security, affection, and control. So those instincts just went crazy. You know, those instincts just went out of control. And what we're invited to in the spiritual journey with these welcoming prayer and centering prayer, we are invited to allow God to take care of our needs for security, affection, control. And we don't need so many symbols of this stuff. These are just symbols of something that we think we need, but we have everything we need on the inside. Tell me if you're following me. Do you get it? Is this making sense? Okay, thank you. Okay, so the welcoming prayer. The welcoming prayer is a method of consenting to God's presence and action in our physical and emotional reactions to the ordinary routines of daily life. We have centering prayer, morning and evening, and then we have this day We get up. You know, we have families to take care of. We have, sometimes some of us have jobs to take care of. And we have, we're competing with billions of people on the planet. Crazy drivers, bosses who are over-controlling, people who just won't do what we want. And what happens is these emotional programs, this unconscious, this pain body has an opportunity to rear its head. So the welcoming prayer is used in the course of our daily life. In the course of our daily life, when we have these physical and emotional reactions to people. Now, I would like you to think, this is important to you. I would like you to think about your reactions to things. If you can think of, just in your mind's eye, kind of think for a minute of when something has just really bothered you, maybe a family situation, or maybe it was in the grocery store, or somebody was rude to you, or you just overreacted to something. I'd like you to think about where it impacted your body. Because if you had kind of a knee-jerk reaction to something, all of us have kind of a pattern in our bodies. Sometimes we're not aware of it, but we know where it affects us. My sister, she has a fear of flying. She's overcome it as an adult, but she had a bad experience on a plane when she was traveling for work when she was in her early 20s, and she got deathly scared. She really thought the plane was going down. And every time she gets into a plane, she can feel her throat just tighten up. She says it's just her throat just tightens up. With me, if I'm feeling anxiety about a work project or something I've got to get done or a trip I have to take, you know, I will sometimes feel tightness in my chest. But I would like you to think about, and if anybody wants to share, where does your exaggerated emotion impact your body? Can somebody just share with me? Please. Okay, hold on a second. In the back of your neck. Yeah, that's great. Your shoulders get tight. Your shoulders get tight. And you? You get a headache. So, okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Please. You get headaches. Oh, yeah, that's a tough one. So when you have tension or get upset about something, you get a bad headache. Great, great, great.
My mind is like squishy. I have trouble concentrating.
That is really great. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's really good. Kind of obsessive thinking and just going around in circles. And, yeah, that's a common anxiety reaction. That's very, very common. How about somebody else? Yes.
Stomach.
Yeah, that's great. What would you say? Your stomach gets in knots?
Yeah, knots, and just can't settle down.
You can't settle down. You can just feel it in your stomach. Yeah, you can just, okay. Anybody else? Anybody else have anything? But we all know where our anxieties live. You know, please, go ahead. You grit your teeth. Oh, that's such a common one. Yeah. And you grit your teeth and... your shoulders, and just kind of affects, you know, you can just feel that tension in your body and in your jaw and your shoulders. Yeah. Okay. So this is exactly what the welcoming prayer is used for. This is exactly it. You know, this is the first movement. We feel, focus, and sink in to these bodily sensations, and that's the first movement of the prayer. So this is good. Okay. Okay. So we say, listen to the wisdom of your body. Surrender to the presence and action of the great reality down deep inside. The welcoming prayer is not understood in the head, but experienced in the body. And this is really counterintuitive, because most of us, when we're confronted with something or something happens, or maybe we have a sudden loss that we weren't expecting, or something happens, you know, our minds are the things that usually tries to make sense of it. We're always trying to make sense of things that are sudden or shocking or upsetting to us. But in the welcoming prayer, as we practice this, we start, instead of thinking about the situation, we start to let ourselves experience it, and experience it fully. Not thinking about it, but experiencing it fully, welcoming God into that experience, and then letting go, letting go. And in that way, we are more present in the moment. We're surrendering to the presence and action of God. And we're not being controlled by all the things. Because what tends to happen is we get upset about something. These afflictive emotions go off. And all the commentaries. You, what do you mean? You know, and we start to get defensive. We start to say things that we really didn't want to say. We, you know, even hurtful things. We want revenge. I mean, this is all the normal commentaries, and we all have them. And so what we're trying to do here with the welcoming prayer, instead of our habitual, our ordinary stream of consciousness reacting, we're consenting to the presence and action of God. We're stepping aside and letting the Spirit take over the situation and being an observer. Now, this does not mean, and this is very, very important, this is not about being a doormat. This is not about being a doormat. Nobody is expecting you to, be the, you know, welcome. We're not saying welcome abuse. You know, we're not saying, you know, bad news isn't bad news. But what we're trying to avoid here is letting those afflictive emotions go off, those overreactions, those upsetting commentaries, that defensiveness. That's what we're trying to bypass here, and really consenting in the heat of the moment to the presence and action of God. Is that make sense? Is that good? Okay. All right. So the purpose of the welcoming prayer, first of all, is to deepen our relationship with God in those moments of exaggeration and upset, and then to dismantle the emotional programs, because when you think about it, when we get triggered in some way, usually it's not so much the actual event that's happening in the present moment. Usually it's something from the past, some old wound that is bubbling up. You know, we're being triggered, that pain body has become awakened. That false self, that need for control, security, and affection has been awakened. And so that's why it's so important to look at, we're dismantling the emotional programs and we're healing these old wounds. Every time we return to the welcoming prayer, when these afflictive emotions are going off, we are healing the false self. We are healing the pain body. We are healing these emotional programs for happiness, because we are exposing them to the light of God. And of course, the last purpose is it's a companion to centering prayer. You know, we can only do centering prayer a couple times a day, you know, 20 to 30 minutes. But we have, you know, 23 other hours where we could use the welcoming prayer, which, you know, I've heard some great teachers say that the welcoming prayer is the way that they are able to manifest prayer without ceasing. They're constantly using the welcoming prayer in their life. You know, being aware of, you know, their bodies and what's happening, welcoming God's presence in that, and then, of course, letting go. You can do it by a breathing in and breathing out. I experience, I welcome, I let go. And that's how we can do the welcoming prayer. It's prayer without ceasing. Now, if you have read some Buddhist material, this is very similar to mindfulness. If you've read any of the mindfulness practices, this is what the Buddhists call about being in the present moment. You know, being aware at every level of what's going on. what wheat staying in the present moment. So this is a very similar practice to this. Pema Chodron, she's a wonderful Buddhist teacher. She talks about leaning in, leaning in. Our natural response to pain or difficult emotions, emotional pain, physical pain, is to run away from it. I mean, that's what we usually do with pain. Our natural response is to avoid pain. The welcoming prayer is about embracing the present moment. It's about what Pema Chodron says is leaning in. We lean in, we consent to the presence and action of God, and we let go of our desire for security, affection, and control. And as we do that, we are dissipating, integrating, befriending that energy, and we just see what happens. We're just open. We're really open to God's presence and leadership in that moment. Okay. Okay. Let's see here. So again, you know, these are the three movements, and I'm going to take you through the prayer again because it's kind of like what we say in centering prayer. When we do an introductory workshop in centering prayer, we say, you know, you don't have to worry so much about the four guidelines, because if you sit down in prayer with your intention to be in God's presence, the prayer is going to teach itself. And I would say the same thing with the welcoming prayer. You know, I can give you some basic guidelines about the welcoming prayer, but it's in doing the prayer, it's in opening yourself up in the, you know, in the moment, that you will be guided through the prayer, and just trust what happens. So again, the three movements are focus, feel, sink in, welcome, and let go. Very simple. Okay. Let's talk about this. Maybe some of you have seen this. This is a, can you see that little dot? Yeah, okay. You know, this is just kind of a model. It's just a, and kind of a crude model. I mean, just take it for what it is. But it'll illustrate a couple of points. You know, if you look up the top part of it, that would be what we'd say our conscious awareness, that everyday stream of consciousness that everybody has. And then you can look down here, and this would be what... This is the things that we're not conscious of, but is part of our being, is part of our awareness. And really, like we talked about, in the unconscious, we have this desire for power and control, esteem and affection, and security and survival. We also have a social group over-identification, cultural conditioning. I mean, this is kind of what operates in our unconscious mind. And what happens is some of this energy gets triggered. An example might be, you know, you're working for a contemplative outreach and you're picking up something at a store, and you are you feel so spiritual, so good about what you're doing, like you're really being of service, and you're in line, and you know, you've got your hands full of thing, and the person in front of you turns around and says, "You look awful today," for out of the blue, just says, "You look awful today," and you're like, you know, what is going on? You know, what do you mean I look awful? Ugh. You know, and what happens is like that triggers something in you. You know, it's like it's this reaction. You know, you wanna fight back. You wanna say something back. You wanna, you know, it's just a normal human reaction. Or let's say you've put together a lovely dinner for your family. You know, you've put together, it's maybe it's a holiday, and you've put together a lovely dinner for friends and family. And at the very last minute, somebody says, "Oops, change of plan, we can't come over." You know, it's like really, really sense this sense of, you know, they don't really care about me. I'm not important. They're always thinking about themselves. I mean, these are the afflictive emotions that are very human, but what we are aware of is sometimes if it taps in to that desire for affection, control, security, it can be an overreaction. instead of, okay, I understand, tell me what's going on, are you okay? You know, staying kind of like with the experience. Instead, it's like, well, I'm not going to ever invite you over here again. You know, or, well, see if I ever return her call. Boom. You know, or, you know, holding a grudge for many, many years over something like that. And, you know, we've each either experienced this or we've been the recipient of that sort of behavior where people took something maybe out of context. It's human. It happens. And that's what forgiveness is about. Nobody does this perfectly. Nobody does. But what happens is, okay, so we've been rejected. And what happens is it comes up, it's triggered, and we have these hidden values of needing, we need that affection and control that hasn't been done. We have this triggering event in daily life, which is right here, that's the triggering event, and then we have these emotions and feelings. You guys have talked about it. My jaw is tensed. I'm feeling that upset in my chest. My lower back hurts. My neck hurts. And what we do to practice a welcoming prayer is we become aware of the physical sensation. We take ourselves through the body scan. We recognize that the pain has been activated, that it's the false self coming up, and this is an overreaction. We recognize that. We have enough awareness to say, man, I feel like I'm overreacting here, and we welcome God in that experience. We welcome, and then we let go. We let go of our desire for security, affection, control. We let go of our desire to change what we are experiencing. We don't want to change. We want to be fully present to what is happening. And then we're open. We're open. We're open to God's Spirit. And that's what the transforming action happens. And, you know, I've heard many great teachers say to me, you know, that they've had some really powerful, disappointing news, or maybe they had to give some very bad news to somebody, like somebody was about to be fired that they really cared for, or maybe a loved one was sick and they had to tell the spouse, and they've said, I use the welcoming prayer over and over and over the night before I had to deliver this bad news. And by the time I was able to wake up in the morning, I knew God was with me. I wasn't in my affection, control, and security. I was really in the presence of God. I knew what I had to do, and I was able to say it clearly, and it was not as bad as I thought. You know, I was able to do what I needed to do, as opposed to being so upset, staying out of the drama. You guys get what I'm talking about? Okay, great. Now, this is what can happen. If we don't have a practice like the welcoming prayer, let's go back here. We have this frustration. We get all upset. We don't have anywhere to dissipate this energy. We have all this energy from the unconscious coming up. And what happens? What happens? The afflictive emotions are going off. All of our commentaries are going off. Like, this is awful. You're the worst. I'm the best. You know, all this commentary is going off. And then eventually that energy will come down eventually. Hopefully we haven't done too much damage. But eventually the energy just goes right back into these energy centers. That's what happens. That's what happens. And that's how the false self or the pain body is fed. Those energy centers want to be fed. But we're not going to feed them. We are not going to feed them. We are going to redirect that energy. And we redirect that energy by exposing it to the light of God, by consenting to the presence and action of God, that transforming power in our bodies. And so the next time it happens, we use the welcoming prayer, and instead of 5 buckets full going back down to the energy center, maybe 1 bucket, or maybe no bucket is going down. Maybe we didn't feed that energy center at all. And we just kind of got through it. It was like, hey, wow, this wasn't that bad. You know, God really walked through this with me. This is not that big of a deal. But that's kind of how we use the welcoming prayer. This just gives you a broader idea of how the whole thing works together. Okay, so the key concepts, as I said, and this is what really made a difference to me with the welcoming prayer, and that was that I'm exercising the intuitive eye, that you really take that moment and really see what's going on in your body from the top of your head down to your toes, all the energy centers, and we just work our way through the body being aware of any sensation, tingling, and we're really mindful of being in the present moment and what is going on in our bodies. I can tell you, we may think we are in tune with our bodies, but it's like learning a new language. It's like learning to play an instrument. We can always go deeper. We may think we can do these things, but we're always refining our ability. And every time we use the intuitive eye to work through our body, we're getting a little bit stronger. We're becoming more fluent. We're becoming more aware. Okay? And then, of course, the body is the warehouse of the emotional wounds of our lifetimes. And that's what our body is. And what a gift that our higher power gave us, because the things that we could not handle when we were younger, you know, did get repressed into our bodies, and we were able to get on and survive. But for those things that if we don't have the opportunity to integrate that energy and to transform that energy into more positive things and let the Holy Spirit work with us, unfortunately, it can still bubble up and be a negative energy in our lives. So that's the gift of the welcoming prayer. Okay. So what I would like to do now is, after this kind of a little bit of a deeper explanation, let's go through the welcoming prayer again. Okay? Let's go through it again. I'm going to take you through what I went through before, just so you have another experience of it. I'll take you through the three movements, and it might be helpful. It's not necessary, but it might be helpful for you all to think about maybe the last time you were confronted with an afflictive emotion or an uncomfortable situation or something that you had to do that was hard for you to do, and notice what was going on in your body and maybe try to recreate that so to make this a little bit more real. So I would invite you to, if you'd like, close your eyes. And this first movement is to get into your body. So start with the intuitive eye, the white light of awareness, and start at the top of your head, and just top of your head, crown of your head, and notice any energy pattern, any tingling sensation, any tightness, pulling, hot or cold. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Just be aware of that presence. Just be aware of that presence. Come down to your face, the back of your head, and just notice any sensation. If you notice anything, just feel, focus, sink in. Just be present to it. Don't think about it. Just notice it. Notice it as fully as you can. Your neck, your throat. Sometimes people have a lot of energy in their throat. Their throat connects them to their true self. Your shoulders, your upper back, your arms, your biceps, elbows, forearms, hands. See if you can feel any tingling in your hands Just notice it. Any hot, cold, tingling sensation. Come back to your upper chest, your heart area, and feel, focus, and sink in to the area of your heart. So it's a big energy center. Your abdomen, know that there's a lot of energy in your mid-body area. Your hips, your lower spine, your groin area, and any sensation, just feel, focus, sink in to your thighs, the back of your legs, your knees, shins, calves, your ankles, any sensation whatsoever, especially any sensation of pain, pulling, discomfort, energy patterns, tingling, the tops of your feet, bottoms of your feet, and your toes. And then just go back to the top of your head and work your way down with that white light of awareness. And as you work your way through your body, just if you come across an area that you know is just a sensation, then you can just feel, focus, and sink into that sensation and just work your way from your head down your body, through your legs, your feet. It's the first movement of the prayer. Second movement of the prayer is to welcome, welcome, welcome. We open ourselves up to God, God's presence and action in these physical sensations, in our bodies. We embrace what we are experiencing. And I'm going to say welcome three times, and then you repeat to yourself, welcome three times. I welcome, welcome, welcome. And we go to the third movement of the prayer, which is the letting go part. I let go of my desire for security, affection, control. I let go of my desire to change what I am experiencing. I let go of my desire for security, affection, and control. I let go of my desire to change what I am experiencing. And when you are ready, you can come back to the room. You know, and this is such a personal practice, like all practices. I took you through that in probably about 5 minutes. But you can literally use it on the breath. Breathing in, feel focus sink in. Welcome and breathe out with letting go. I mean, you can say it on a breath. You can get it that, you know, or you can spend as much time with it as you want. Sometimes people will, if they're really going through something, you know, they really let themselves sink into these bodily sensations. They really give themselves some time to really sink in and then really welcome, deeply welcome, open heart, you know, God in these sensations, and then, of course, our letting go. So it's a great practice for especially like the night of sense when we're going through periods of grieving, loss, upset, We talked yesterday about the diminishments, when we're going through the diminishments, some type of reversal. I mean, these are great practices when we have to accept something that we just don't want to accept. Something happens we just don't like. You know, this is a great practice for being able to be present and accepting and just trusting that God is with us in this present moment. Okay. So this is just a little visualization of what welcome is. Meet with arms and heart wide open. Greet with love. Embrace rather than react. And sacred symbol of surrender. To welcome is to surrender. And it's kind of different than running from emotional pain or running from physical pain. Most of us know what it's like to avoid difficult situations, to avoid pain. None of us like to experience pain, but pain can be our biggest teacher. Yesterday, I gave a quote, and I still don't know if I have it exactly right, but you know, God doesn't always take away our pain, but fills it with His presence. God doesn't always take away our pain, but fills it with His presence. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. We are embracing where we are. We're accepting the present moment. You know, and let me just say something of this too. You know, this is about the ups and downs of life. I don't know about you guys, but usually for every down, there's an up. And Cynthia Bergeol, in her book, Centering Prayer and Inner Awakening, she talks about the ego peacock feathers. You know, when we're really puffed up about something, maybe we've had a huge success and we're just like overjoyed, or, you know, something as great has happened in our family and we're just thrilled about it. And, you know, it's like we can't come down. You know, it's like we're so happy. Everything's good. You know, I'm so positive. You know, and that is another time when, you know, that's another time to use the welcoming prayers. Like, okay, I can feel it. I can feel it. And my whole body feels electric. I'm very excited about this. I'm excited about my trip. But hold on. Am I really in the present moment? Am I really consenting to the presence and action of God? And so we can use the welcoming prayer on the ups or on the downs. And it tends to just kind of like keeps us in the present moment. Okay. So again, these are the letting go sentences, and you should have an outline at your seat, and so all this is written out. You can take it, and you know, sometimes people will put this on a 3x5 card or just something for themselves. I mean, just so they remember the. If you don't have one, I'll get one for you. There's a whole stack of them over there. Don't worry about it, but. The letting go sentences are, I let go of my desire for security, affection, and control. And why are we saying that? Why are we saying that? It's really it's a direct message to our unconscious. We are saying to ourselves, I am letting go of my desire for security, affection, control. And why am I letting go of this? Why am I letting go of my need to control the situation? Why do I need your affection so much? Why do I have to have your approval? Sometimes we feel like if we don't get their approval, we're going to die. You know? And why do we do that? Is because in that moment, we are not in touch with the God within. Because really, only God can fulfill that need. But we think, because we're out of touch with God in that moment, we think that we have to pull it in from the outside. But when we have this relationship with the divine indwelling, which is what centering prayer really facilitates, we don't need that desire for affection. We don't need that desire for control as much. Of course, everybody likes control. You know, we're not talking about those normal human needs. This is not about that, because we all have needs. But we're talking about the exaggerated needs. Like, if I don't get this, I feel like I'm going to die. That is an exaggerated need, because only God can fulfill that level of need. Of course we want affection. Of course we want some control. Of course we want some security. That's all good. But in the human condition, boy, those things can get out of whack. and we think we have to have something. But, and of course, I let go of the desire to change what I am experiencing. You know, that's a big one. You know, something is, you know, uncomfortable in our bodies. You know, I don't like the situation. I don't like the circumstances in my life. You know, instead of focusing on, you know, where I am in the here and now, you know, I let go of my desire to change what I'm experiencing. I let go of that desire. Let God be with me in the present moment, what I'm experiencing fully. And that's where the power is. That's where the transformation happens. Okay? Again, we talked about these levels of awareness. And what we, the key thing here is, we all have these levels of awareness all the time, but most of us are focused right here, right in here. This is what we're focused on. We're having a conversation with somebody, and you know, we get out of touch with the divine presence in that very moment. I love, you know, two examples, you know, that Thomas talks about. One I think I've already said, but you know, it's like watching, you know, you're sitting at the bank of a river and you're watching a brigade of boats go by. You know, we're so focused on the boats on the surface of the river that we forget the depth of the river. What is holding up the boats? We're sitting in a movie. In fact, we don't even like the movie. We're sitting in a movie, we don't like the movie, but all we're focused on is the projection of this image on a screen. What do we forget? That there's a white screen behind this image. And the thing is, we can stand up, turn on the light, and walk out if we don't like the movie. And that's the power of this awareness. Follow me? Does that make sense? Okay. So, how do we bring this into our daily life? How are we doing, Kathy, with time? We're perfect. Okay, great. Can you guys bear with me for 5 more minutes? Okay. The welcoming prayer in daily life. So, it's like any practice. And some of you may have a very, you know, extensive welcoming prayer practice now, but we want to kind of facilitate this attitude of welcoming into our everyday experience. And like anything, like I said, whether it be learning a new language or learning a musical instrument or learning a new game or developing a new friendship, it's something new and it's something we have to work at. You know, one of the things we say in centering prayer is, you know, we're developing these stages of relationship. We're starting out with acquaintanceship, friendliness, friendship, and then intimacy. And what does it take? It takes time. It takes practice. So the first thing is, we invite you to take this welcoming prayer practice and just start using it. Just using it. Maybe in the morning when you wake up, just run through those 3 movements really quick. Look at body checks. You know, maybe throughout the day when you think of it, you know, think of, you know, this intuitive eye, like, what's going on with my body right now? You know, what's going on? You know, is there something I need to be aware of? Is there something bothering me? Am I having some discomfort in my body? Emotionally, am I, you know, just kind of like whole body experience. Post notes around. You could even, you know, put on your mirror, your bath, you know, welcoming prayer, you know, where am I? Anything you can do to bring, put cheat sheets around, make a copy of what I've given you, make some cards up. Use it in the ordinary events of daily life. If you have a telephone conversation that you've got to make that you don't necessarily want to make, or even if it's just a regular phone call, just maybe run through the welcoming prayer real quick before the phone call. Just make sure you're in the present moment before you get on that conversation. See what happens. Find a prayer partner. A lot of prayer groups will use the welcoming prayer as, you know, they use centering prayer, and they'll also run through the welcoming prayer really quick just to keep people in tuned with the welcoming prayer. And you can suggest that maybe to your prayer group. Hey, could we talk a little bit about the welcoming prayer? And there's some great, I've given you some references. One thing that I would recommend to everybody, if you're attracted to what we talked about today, there is a wonderful new little contemplative life program book that was redone this year in 2015. It's on the welcoming prayer, and it is transformational. It is a wonderful resource, and you can get it through contemplative outreach. You know, be intentional and aware throughout the day, and then fidelity in little things prepares us for bigger things. I love that. I love that. It's very important. If you think that you're not, you can get by with not using awareness and something like the welcoming prayer in little things, when those big things happen and you get totally ambushed by something you're not expecting, that welcoming prayer, unfortunately, is unlikely to be there. But in the little things, if just the little ups and downs of life, if you're using that welcoming prayer practice and kind of building up your bench strength, then when the big things come, it's going to be at your fingertips. It's like you get that news that you don't want to have to deliver to somebody else. And it's like, ah, yes, I can be in God's presence. You know, welcome, welcome, welcome. And then I can let go and be in the present moment. Okay. So here are the gifts of the welcoming prayer. The welcoming prayer helps to heal our motivations. And why? Is because we're reducing the energy of the false self system. For those of you who were in the deepening prayer yesterday, in my presentation, we talked about the four consents. And the fourth consent is we consent to let go of the false self system. That is the fourth consent that Thomas Keating talks about in Invitation to Love. So we are dismantling, we're actively participating in the dismantling of the false self system. Also, the welcoming prayer, by becoming aware and mindful and heartful of the present moment in our body, it brings us back to the present moment. And the present moment is the cutting edge of evolution. The present moment is where everything is happening. When we are locked in the future, worried about the future, or consumed with the past, we're not taking full advantage of the potential of the present moment. It helps us to detach from our character defects, those things in us that we just struggle with. Maybe to a certain degree, our self-centeredness, or our unwillingness, or those times where we just become self-willed. And when we become aware of that, you know, we can welcome God into that. And then, of course, greater body awareness. I mean, that's really a wonderful gift of the welcoming prayer. Mary Dwyer, I know she will say this, but she said, most people live from the neck up. I mean, that's where we live. You know, it's all about our thoughts. It's all about, you know, our commentaries about things. And she says, my gosh, let's live fully. You know, we have, the Bible says the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, that's, we have a body and we embrace it. Okay. So, an idea on personal commitment. A new practice requires a daily practice. Keep in mind that it's not natural for us just to let go. This is counterintuitive. This is not what our brains want to tell us to do. We have to kind of go against that natural grain in us. We're creating something new. Resistance, judgment, and disillusionment are natural to us, unfortunately, on a conscious and an unconscious level. So when you find yourself being resistant to the prayer, see if you can find where it's located in your body. You know, is there resistance in my body? Yeah, I can kind of feel this tension. Like, I just don't want to do it. You know, the same thing with centering prayer. You know, I'm feeling resistance. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Let go. If I'm feeling judgmental, you know, the same thing. These very human experiences, you know, that we all experience, because that's part of the deal. You know, we can transform that energy. We can transform one day at a time. We can transform that energy and to see it through. One thing I didn't say is sometimes people will use like the first movement or the second movement or the third movement or one, you know, in a different. But we suggest as the faculty of the welcoming prayer to use all three movements. Make sure you move yourself through the movements. The feel, focus, sink in, welcome, and then let go. That's the whole, it's one prayer and not really in parts. So, okay. Well, I think my time is up. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here listening to this. And I just hope that you're able to use this prayer. It is a transformative prayer. It's very, very helpful. And I think the more you try it, the more it'll become real for you. Just, you know, just keep this sheet near you. You know, give it a try. Give it a whirl. You know, sometimes we say, you know, try it for 30 days. Try it once a day for 30 days. Or once a day for 60 days and see if it doesn't work its way into your regular practices. So, thank you very much.